late night shopping in Latrobe on Thursday nights now. How's that going?
It takes me back a long time, back to 1970s, in fact, when there used to be late night shopping right across the coast, I think. But Thursday night last week was the first time it's happened here in Latrobe for quite some time. I was out and about, quite a few people about. I'm hoping that we'll be able to build on those numbers and that the traders involved will get the opportunity to really get increased custom. But I think it's important that we get out there and we not only promote that opening hours, but also to acknowledge what local retailers have been able to do and help in terms of self-help, particularly Susan, Kathy and Deb, who really are the instigators of this change to trading hours in Latrobe. Full credit to them. I really do hope that the general public more widely do support this initiative, get behind our traders and get out and get busy down in Latrobe on Thursday evenings.
Do you think it'll be a summertime or daylight savings type thing, or will it go all year?
No, I expect they'll trial it for a number of weeks and then see what the feedback is, what the increased custom is, and then the businesses will assess whether or not it's, I guess, viable for them individually. But I expect it'll be short-term in terms of a trial, and then we'll review it and go from there.
Fair enough. There's a building boom on at the moment all over the place, and Latrobe's no different at the moment. There's lots of building going on there as well.
Yeah, and the information I've been given just in the last hour or so is that we've had 112 building, plumbing and commercial applications in the period covered November to January, and that's inclusive. It's 112, whereas last year in the same period we had 75, which was a pretty healthy number. So a really significant increase, and we're expecting that to continue, for not only for the rest of the financial year, but well into next year as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing the annual figures. But the I guess the new home builder grant scheme is having an impact. Certainly Latrobe was, and Portugal have both been developing rapidly prior to that, and we've seen an increase in development since that initiative was put in place. So really good, really pleasing, but it makes it very hard to get tradies, that's for sure.
Okay, now the council's small grants applications are open again. Do you have one or two rounds of this per year?
Yeah, we look to have two. We have the emerging needs grants, which are designed to encourage community partnerships, and that's a real key for us at council, embracing and encouraging and working with our community. And likewise, there's the arts, culture and festival sponsorships, which are available. So really keen for people to get on the website at latrobe.tas.gov.au or phone the office and really find out about what these opportunities might be and take advantage of those grant applications and see if they can fit in with what's happening in particularly the area of events and how we can support our community in ways that aren't well known.
So we're talking about projects in the new financial year.
We certainly are. This current financial year is coming to a rapid close, and we're really looking to find out about those events, see what monies need to be allocated, go through the assessment process, and then work with those community groups and individuals to put these grants and events in place.
Applications close on the 7th of May. The Gilbert Street roundabout, the new roundabout, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. How's it going?
Yeah, I was going to say it's causing havoc, but it's not really. We've had to put in place some changes to the traffic management. We're asking heavy vehicles to avoid the area and go down Cotton Street. There's signage in place. I just drove past the digital signs, and people are abiding by those. So the weather's fine. The progress is quite rapid. Looking forward to a minimum impact, and those diversions for heavy traffic hopefully will only be in place for a couple of weeks.
You mentioned that the financial year is rapidly closing. The council's annual general meeting is coming up soon as well.
Soon, mate. 20 minutes or so, to be frank.
It's today. Right.
Yeah. And look, it seems to have just zoomed in on us. The long weekend certainly has been challenging in terms of getting a bearing on where we're at. But, yeah, it's tonight. We've got the AGM. We've followed by a general meeting and followed by a workshop. So council has a lot on its plate, a lot to consider and debate. So a busy evening here at La Trobe, but the AGM, one of those things that we like to report back to our community about the year that was and provide all that detail.
Look forward to finding out more about that when we catch up in a fortnight. Wesley Vale Moriarty is the next cab off the rank for a community information forum.
It certainly is, and we're really, again, as I said earlier, keen to engage with our community. Find these events really, really a key part of our deliberations, particularly around budget time, where we can get direct feedback from the community about what's important to them and how that might eventuate in terms of capital works programs and the like. So I really encourage people to get along to that one. It's at the Western Vale Church, opposite Bally's, well, not Bally's, I should say, the Wesley Vale shop. And as I say, 7 p.m. on Thursday the 18th, please let the council know if you are attending so we can ensure that the COVID safety compliance measures are abided by. And simply just ring the council office on 6426 4444 or email candice.winter@latrobe.gov.au to give us some indication about your attendance.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, these are a great opportunity for people that can't get to a council meeting for whatever reason, don't want to stand up during the public participation period and speak to a group. It's a chance to talk one-on-one with the mayor, the councillors and council officers as well.
That's right, very informal. Yeah, and that's the key. No real structure as such. People can just have a chat and we can gather the information we need to make a difference in the community.
I think most of the councils on the coast are doing it now, apart from the two city councils, Burnie and Devonport, so they're a wonderful thing. Some have morning teas, others have evening functions like you've got at La Trobe. The park run at Port Sorell has been very popular, and there's been a suggestion now, once the coastal pathway between La Trobe and East Devonport is finished, and it's not far away, that that could be a new course for a park run as well.
Yeah, look, it's been interesting. That's been raised, and council certainly keen to pursue that opportunity. And that will take probably up between 8 and 10 volunteers to establish that and to coordinate the weekly park run. It has been suggested, as you say, using the coastal pathway between East Devonport and La Trobe. It's a great opportunity. If anyone wants to get involved or would like to be involved, please contact council's community development officer, Michelle Dutton, via email at council@latrobe.tag.gov.au. You are right, they are great events. They run in Devonport and Port Sorell at the moment. I'm really keen to get one in Latrobe as well.
Yeah, I think there's one at Railton, one in Burnie, and Latrobe would be a great spot for one. They're in 2,000 locations in 22 countries, according to my notes, so it's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely.
Mm. And great to see it to help people keep fit and healthy. You're looking for some consultation on, speed deterrents like speed humps and bollards and things like that along South Esplanade.
South Esplanade's a really picturesque part of our Port Sorell community. It's basically informal parking along there. We're looking to provide, a little bit more formality about the parking, but also to install those speed humps you referred to. But we don't want to change the ambience and the appeal of the area, so we're really keen for local residents, particularly our wider community, to give us some feedback about what's planned there. There's that opportunity to have a look at the plans, to see what council intends to do and to provide some feedback. And I say it's really important we maintain the ambience out there. So comment is invited to council@latrobe.tas.gov.au by the end of March, that is March 31st. And we are going to spend significant money out there. So we're really looking to get it right, but also to provide that formal parking, but also not to have to ruin what's so beautiful about that particular area alongside Muddy Creek.
Okay, now we mentioned the annual general meeting, which is tonight, so you'll be drawing up a budget before too much longer, and you're actually looking for any ideas that people may have or projects that they've had in mind for a while?
So it's a consistent theme in today's discussion.
Isn't there? Yes, consultation,
That is about, the interaction with our community, and we are so hell-bent on making sure we get these projects identified and get them built with community input so that they maximise, the benefits for our community. And the best way we can do that is to get input from our community. We are seeking budget suggestions or considerations, what people would like us to deliberate around, and really keen to have people put forward ideas, whether it be people individually or collectively, groups, community groups, sports clubs, whatever. We're just keen to hear about what the priorities could and should be for our community, and we'll consider those as part of the budget deliberations. But we are keen to get emails sent to that same email address, that is council@latrobe.tas.gov.au, by the end of the month again, so we can consider all options during the budget deliberation process.
We look forward to hearing about more of those in the future, Peter, but thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Likewise, Martin. Thank you very much.